the Church of Jesus Christ should be full of sweet-spirited, careful, loving people, walking in the fear and the love of God on a journey of God's making. So David could get to the end of his life. Maybe we'll close with 2 Samuel 23. Samuel just before Kings. 2 Samuel 23. Here is King David, having lived a long life and experienced many things, on his deathbed. 2 Samuel 23. I don't know what you think of David's life. Here's what the Holy Spirit guided David to say in 2 Samuel 23, verse 1. Now these are the last words of David. Isn't that something? Thus said David, or says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. By the way, there you have the threefold mark of the key of David. He was raised up on high, that stands for him being king. Anointed of God, that stands for him being prophet. He was the sweet psalmist of Israel, that stands for him being priest. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his words were on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. He shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house is not so with God. Isn't that something? So I don't match up. Yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For this is all my desire. This is my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase? then he goes on to talk about the sons of rebellion. But you know what I want to say to you this morning? It's worth it to have a sweet spirit. Because if you do, even with David's track record, you can be assured he's going to forgive you and take you back and raise you up. He's going to anoint you. I like that. He says he raised him up, he anointed him, and he declared him to be the sweet psalmist of Israel. So my offer to you today is to be raised up from where you're at, to be anointed of God, and to be called the sweet psalmist of Israel. And you can choose this for yourself. There's nobody in this room who need not have such a marvelous epitaph. Should we bow our heads for prayer? Father, David is an inspiration to us. Not because of anything he has done, but because of how you responded to him. We are blessed to see that a man who's been through so much could be raised up and anointed and called by the Holy Spirit a sweet psalmist. We repent for the bitterness that's crept into our lives. We're shocked by its manifestations. Lord, I pray today that everybody hearing the sound of this message will be given repentance and faith by you before the poison spreads. I pray in Jesus' name that no one will miss out on their call because they took too lightly such great words and such a strong testimony. God, in your goodness, mercy, and your grace, look into our hearts and deliver us and heal us and set us free from bitterness. For we do not want it in any way, shape, or form. Forgive us in Jesus' name for how we've let the seeds in and germinated them with our attitude. Forgive us for the roots that are there. Cleanse us and help us, for we determine today, as the Ephesian epistle tells us, to get them out of our lives and to go for sweetness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.